Well, we've just embarked on Feb Fit, and because a couple of nufties like Bilko and I really don't know where to begin, we thought we would reach out to a number of experts, one of whom is Luke Hines. He's a best-selling author, a nutritionist, and a good guy. You might follow him on Instagram like I do. Good morning, Luke.
Good morning, guys. What a time of year to be alive and to get back into your fitness.
Just calm the farm a bit,
will
you, Luke?
I love your enthusiasm. I really do.
It's a bit early for that sort of thing,
really.
We're
out of our depth. We really are. And I've reached out to you specifically because I am a confirmed sugar addict. I just can't help myself. That sounds terrible, but I just can't help myself. So much so that Bilko busted me going to the shops, coming back with all this fabulous fruit and veggies. And then he said, what else is this? And he's pulled out jelly beans and fruit tingles. And
All right. So would it make you feel better to know you're not alone? That there's some data that was just actually released by MyFitnessPal, and they have said that 64% of Australians want to reduce sugar. So there's those jelly beans for you.
Well, no one talks about it, though. Everyone's your diet's terrible. No one else is saying they're eating jelly beans. 64% of people want to eat less sugar. Okay, so that makes me feel better.
Yeah, 42% want less fat. And then carbs, the C word, 38%. But despite you and so many other people being like, I've got to quit, we are actually eating 2.5 times the amount of our daily regular, you know, intake.
I do that before breakfast, and I'm not joking.
Isn't this the fallacy with sugar? Is people go, oh, you can't have an apple, you can't have oranges, they've got sugar in them, so you need to cut them out of any diet.
Nah. So we've got to be really mindful that we don't demonise all sugar. What we want to kind of focus on here is those processed, refined and added sugars, and those ones that sneak into our diet with packaged foods, as opposed to naturally occurring sugars in fruits and vegetables and good quality whole foods such as like whole grain oats. Do you know what I mean?
Well, Luke, I feel like it snuck into my shopping trolley because I was doing so well.
Oh,
I had
really?
All the fruit and veggies then I was like, oh, four. Just quick.
I've heard this before. I'm not here for your excuses.
This is why I like
you. Well, give me the package thing, Luke. I mean, people go this time of year try and get into the lean cuisines or the U foods or, you know, those wonderfully, you know, supposed healthy meals. If they're packaged, do we say they're full of sugar?
Look, I can't say everything with a package is terrible, but what I would say, knowledge is power, guys. Arm yourself. Like, whether you're cooking from scratch or using a convenience choice like one of those lean cuisines, just read the label. Have a look on the back, flip it over, and you go, all right, the branding looks healthy, but actually now that I look on the back, that's actually not that good for you. And, you know, I'm all about cooking. If you've got the time, try to cook from scratch. I mean, it's
I like
not that hard.
Actually, on your website, it says, like, what did you do to get healthy? And you said, cooked outside of my comfort zone, which I love because we get so used to doing the same thing over and over again. Like, for example, I make spaghetti bolognese, make it the same way every time, and I put two tablespoons of sugar in it, in my sauce.
Hang on, what?
Okay, so Bilko's looking at me like that. I was always... Yeah.
Bilko, this is not normal.
No, it's not. You don't need sugar in Italian sauce.
I think it's something to do with the acidity in tomatoes. I don't know. I've just always done it, right? Because to do anything differently is out
all
of
my your Italian
zone.
Listeners are now just, you know, hopefully not tuning off. We want the ratings. But they're tempted. They've got their finger on the dial because I don't think...
Nobody's adding sugar to tomato sauce. I'm shook. Honestly, I'm very surprised.
I'm glad you brought up tomato sauce because there's people out there who aren't even sweet tooths, right? And they think they're eating healthy. And then they start tracking their stuff on MyFitnessPal and they go, oh my goodness, tomato sauce, all of my jar sauces, my jar jams, my granola, they've all got all the sugar added, all this added sugar. I had no idea.
Yeah, well, I did that actually with a granola that I bought from, I won't say a health food shop, but, you know, like one of those kind of shops. And I was like, oh, my God, this thing is amazing. Like, it's beautiful. But holy dooly, it had every known sugar possible in it. So everything from raw sugar right up to, like, you know, they added, is it fructose, the fruit one, the liquid ones and all that sort of stuff that they added to make everything
high
sweet?
High fructose corn syrup, all of that.
No wonder it tasted so good.
Just on sugar, Luke, I read somewhere that if it's under 5 grams, when you see a packet says how much sugar it got in there, if it's under 5 grams or something, that's okay, or we should be aiming for that sort of limit?
Yeah, how much should we have?
Yeah, one of my rules is I like to be around there rather than looking at grams because food kind of varies so much. I like to do the kind of 5% rule. I mean, stretch it if it's a real good food. I like the under 10% of added sugars, but around the 5% of added sugars is important. But here's the thing, right? We're meant to be having 12 teaspoons per day of added sugar.
Done.
Right? We're currently having 30. We're having 30.
Look, I joke. I really do. But I honestly, I know that it's actually a problem with me. And I know that it is one of the things that stops me from being a healthier weight and also from enjoying food more, because I'm always looking for that next sugar hit. So for people like me, what can we do instead of reaching for a Mars bar or a packet of Jelly Bellies or whatever?
Is this your list of personal favourites?
I mean, hypothetically, if I knew somebody that might be eating these.
Yeah, look, hypothetically speaking, there's a few things you can do. I mentioned it before. You can look at your, actually just look at your labels. Secondly, is you can use MyFitnessPal to track it. Or thirdly, another one I absolutely love, simple swaps. Okay? So let's take yogurt,
milks,
for example. Yep. Yogurt's healthy. We love yogurt, protein, good bacteria, but when you look at your flavoured yogurts, usually that flavour is coming from sugar.
Mm-hmm.
If a strawberry yogurt says it's strawberry, there's not much strawberry in that yogurt. You can bet your bottom dollar. So have plain Greek yogurt and add a drizzle of honey, and then you're having more sugar.
Yes.
The nutrients in there, and you're reducing your sugar intake.
Yeah, my kids were doing that a few years ago. They said, oh, look, we're into the yogurt. I said, mate, you're putting more yogurt on there than sugar. piling the yogurt on.
Yeah. I noticed with you, though, you don't give anything up. I follow you on Instagram, Luke, and you quite often, and in fact, you've got a TV show on Channel 10 where you cook good, healthy food. But some of that stuff, I would say, would really appeal to my sweet tooth. So, you know, you're not going to miss out. I think you just perhaps need to make the commitment. Like, you've got the mixed berry rocky road. That's right up my alley. But it's doing that instead of reaching for something in a packet, right?
When you cook from scratch and when you use nutrient-dense ingredients, you will feel fuller for longer, you will need less of it, and you don't need to add the crap.
Yeah, it's getting rid of the crap. You are a breath of fresh air. I like that I'm not in trouble with you for a start, which is really good.
Well, human.
But just give Jade a couple of bits of advice we can leave with. What can she do today? I mean, we're looking at getting fitter in February. What are two things she can do today that will help her along the way?
Start walking. I can't stress enough for you and all the listeners. Start walking. Aim for 10,000 steps. I'm not asking you to get to 10,000 today, but aim for 10,000 steps. So track your steps and track your food. Knowledge is power. So if you can be aware of what you're eating in a day, you'll have people who are even healthy go, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
No wonder I'm not losing weight. Even though I thought I was eating healthy choices. Just track it. Be aware. Because if you know what you're having, you can tweak from there.
I was like that when I first signed up to MyFitnessPal. That's how I became aware that the amount of sugar I was eating was astronomical, not just normal or even a bit high, but was phenomenal.
No.
The base, like most of my calories go on sugar and carbs. So, yeah.
And you'll
crazy.
Also see when you look at your data, you'll go, oh, I'm not having enough protein. Oh, I'm not having enough fiber. Oh, no wonder.
Yeah, it's so true. It's such a great tool. You can find out more about Luke at lukehines10.com and again on his Instagram page. And Luke, best-selling author of, 14 books now? Have we got another one coming out anytime soon?
It came out yesterday.
Oh, how's the timing?
I know, right? 5 kilos in 5 weeks, and it basically takes the principles we've been talking about today, looking at your macros and losing 5 kilos in 5 weeks in a way that you don't miss out on food that you love, and it's all the food that you saw on Cook with Luke on 10. It's like healthy versions of fast food.
That is such good timing. I have reached out to you because of the TV show, because of the Instagram page, because of the books that I'm aware of. And here we are. The universe has come together and you've got a brand new one out. So that's amazing.
Thank you. And there's a lot of people who might have stocked up on stuff and they've got a pantry full of sugar.
Are you talking to me directly? Because I'm
just
really
saying.
You want to look at this shopping bag she's got in here. There's a good bag and a naughty bag.
Yes.
Don't. Food wastage is a huge problem in Australia.
Yeah.
And I don't believe that we should be throwing this type of stuff out in the bin. Either donate it to a worthy cause where they do need it and want it. Otherwise, keep it in the pantry and have it for when you have a cheat day or a treat day. Because we all have those. And those foods do play a part in our lives, just not every day.
I like it. I think it's doable. I just have to do it one step at a time. Luke Hines, wonderful as always, mate. Appreciate your time.
Love your work, guys. Have a wonderful day.